Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to the show. Critical concept today. Title of show: High Insulin versus High Blood Sugar. The critical difference you must understand. Yes, the nation's number one epidemic, diabetes, high blood sugar. I can't believe it. I was going to do this show a year ago, and somehow it got lost. Bottom line, we're looking at the wrong disease. I can't believe this. I can't believe how bad we botch things. Again, the title of the show: High Insulin versus High Blood Sugar, the critical difference between the two. We're looking at the wrong disease. Long before you suffer from symptoms, diseases started by diabetes, we could have been alerting you to it years before by measuring your insulin levels. No one does this. I can't believe that no one does this, but no one does this. We do it after you have diabetes. How can we do these things? I don't get it. I just don't get it. This one we should have down. You've got to understand it, of course. Thus, we're going to go to the pictures in a moment. But once again, it's right there in front of our nose, and we botch it. So, if you get nothing from this show, if you're already tuned out, remember I said one thing. The next time you go to get your physical exam, have them do a 2-hour glucose tolerance test. The glucose tolerance test. Forget fasting blood sugar. That we even look at that is, I don't have words for that. Even glycosylated hemoglobin, forget it. The standard test that has to be done every single 6 months or every year is a 2-hour glucose tolerance test, and they must measure the insulin every single hour. That is where you find the truth about how you're metabolizing sugars and, more importantly, what your insulin levels are. And we're going to get into this in detail today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If you can, get to a computer. You must get to the computer to really enjoy and appreciate the show. Let's get to the pictures. Number one, picture number one. There it is. Take a look at this. High blood sugar, hyperglycemia. That's what everybody's concern is. What's your blood sugar? We give people kits to measure their blood sugar. We measure fasting blood glucose because if your blood sugar is consistently too high, you're going to get these little signals. You're going to feel thirsty. Your mouth's going to be dry. You're going to be urinating more often, especially getting up at night to urinate. You're going to feel lethargic. Your muscles are going to ache. Your vision's going to blur. You're going to, well, they put get infections. Here's reality. You don't heal quickly. Your wound healing is decreased. The list goes on and on and on and on. Now, we could start there, but that's not where we should start. What we should be doing is measuring the insulin. Let's get the science down so you can understand a little bit about blood sugar regulation, about what normal physiology is, and then you can really appreciate how bad we've botched this up. So let's start with a sugar molecule. That's right. Sugar in what? Sugar in everything. Every carbohydrate you eat, every glass of soda or juice you drink, every piece of candy or potato or yam that you eat will break down ultimately into glucose. We need glucose. Glucose, good. Glucose, vital for health. If glucose is too low, the body in the liver converts amino acids, protein. The steak you ate makes sugar. The steak you ate makes sugar. How's that? The fats you eat make sugar. The liver, the body, has lots of conversion mechanisms such that if your sugar gets too low, if sugar's not around, if sugar's gone from the world, your body's still going to make sugar. So we need sugar. And sugar, meaning glucose, goes into your cell. We're looking at picture number two. Sugar, as glucose, goes into the cell and goes into a process called glycolysis. Now, picture two there, that's the 10 steps involved in glycolysis. And we don't need, of course, to get into those steps. But somewhere, I believe in the cytoplasm, if I remember correctly, is this conversion from that sugar molecule to pyruvate. So look at the top. It says glucose. This is picture two. And look at the bottom, PYR. It says pyruvate. Now that pyruvate, now go to picture number three. That pyruvate then is converted into acetyl-CoA. So the sugar becomes acetyl-CoA. Then the acetyl-CoA goes into the Krebs cycle or the citric acid cycle. Some of you are getting headaches. I respect that. Some of you are remembering when you failed out of chemistry. Some of you are getting excited because you remember this. This is exciting to geeks like me. The Krebs cycle, the citric acid cycle. That sugar that you eat, that piece of steak you ate that got converted to glucose because you needed glucose, because you didn't eat enough glucose or sugar. So the steak was made into sugar in your liver, eventually gets converted to pyruvate in the cell, and that pyruvate gets converted to acetyl-CoA, and that acetyl-CoA goes into the Krebs cycle and pumps out, okay, something called nicotine adenine dinucleotide, NADH, okay? So sugar becomes NADH. Just bear with it. You can do it. It's important. Now go to picture number four. Picture number four, you see there on the bottom left, NADH, and then there's an arrow towards NAD. That NADH, that molecule, donates hydrogens, protons, into this thing called the electron transport chain. And it builds a voltage potential as it keeps transferring electrons across these different units. Blah, blah, all those H positives up top begin to create a voltage difference. In other words, you're building pressure across a gradient. Blah, blah. Bottom line, somebody lights a fuse and out pops ATP. Now, ATP is something you've heard about. So I gave you the brief version, the cliff notes. Those of you who like the cliff notes, you just got the cliff notes. Whether it is a fat, a steak, a protein, or a glass of juice, that glucose molecule is going to go into the cell because the cell needs it because it's going to produce ATP, and that's the currency of the cell. The energy of the cell is built on glucose. That's super important to understand. Glucose, good. But how it's regulated, well, that's what the show is about. All right, you're liking this. You're liking a little chemistry. I know you are. It's important or you're never going to know what you're doing. And this is the thing. So I'm going to detour here in that classic way that I like to detour occasionally. People always say they know and they don't know. It doesn't matter how educated they are. They skip this part of it and they act like they know and they never know, because when the rubber hits the road and they really have to rely upon understanding to create compliance, this is where they check out. And the reason is they don't know. For years, I sit across the desk talking to people and they nod their heads and they don't know. That's what everybody does. Next time you talk to your doctor and you're nodding your head, like that dog, right, in the back of the car, that thing that's on that swivel where it just nods its head, stop your doctor and say, you know, I don't understand a word you said. Do that with your lawyer. Do that with your accountant. Do that with everybody. We'll have a better world. Do it with me, please, on this show. Understand that glucose becomes adenosine triphosphate. It goes through glycolysis. It goes through the Krebs cycle. It goes through the electron transport chain. Ultimately, we call that electron transport chain oxidative phosphorylation. We put a phosphate on a diphosphate. We add phosphates, which are high energy compounds. All right, enough. I am merciful. Enough of that. But you understand glucose is important now. Okay, now here's the point. Once that glucose is in the blood, the level of it has to be regulated. And we have not evolved to regulate it eating the foods we eat today. So starting with the simple garbage sugars, cakes, candies, pastries, pastas, all this refined crap that nobody will suggest you eat. At least we've got that down. The debate in nutrition is horrid. It doesn't cease to amaze me. Every week, a new authority comes out contradicting the other authority, the poor public. Please listen to my show 2-3 weeks ago, where I put all the bigwigs arguing about meats and fats and dairy and non-dairy. Please listen to that show. Do yourself a favor, because you'll find your own way. You'll find, if you persist, a way to customize your nutrition to you, your dietary choices to you. And rest assured, if you do it correctly, you'll benefit for the rest of your life. But don't listen to the experts. Do not listen to the experts. Anybody saying one size fits all needs to have their head examined. They truly do. So I'm going to be very blunt about that statement, and that's the way I'm going to be. But I'm asking you to use your common sense on this issue about how to choose your foods. Little side note. Okay. Back to the main point. How that sugar regulates in your blood. This is of critical importance. If the blood sugar in your blood, if you go in your blood and measure the concentration of glucose per volume of blood, if it gets too high, if the magic number per unit time goes over 100, you're going to start to suffer from the deleterious effects of high blood sugar. And that's where our measurements begin. Now, once that sugar does go into the blood, I want you to go down to picture number 14. Go on down to picture number 14. Glucose is also called dextrose. Boy, I forgot that. I haven't used the word dextrose in, well, prolotherapy, we talk about it. Glucose is also called dextrose or blood sugar, used directly by the cell for energy. Now, here's the point. Stored as glycogen in the muscles and the liver, or converted to fat. Your glucose, when it's in the blood, does three things. It goes to the muscle for storage, it goes to the liver for storage, or it gets converted to fat. Really important to understand that. Three really important statements there. That glucose gets converted to glycogen, stored glucose, in the liver, in the muscle, in fat. We want it in the muscle. I think we got about 600, 800 calories in the muscles. That's another fascinating show, how the muscle and the liver change in response to athletic performance. But just let me suffice to say that you're going to put some of that sugar in your muscles. Will you gain weight from doing that? No. You're going to put some sugar in your liver. Will you gain weight from doing that? No. Do bad things happen doing that?